and local boy Ron Cook provide the readings, and there's a prominent composer and arranger in charge of the music, Ray Farr, conducting the Aronowitz Ensemble and Riverside Brass. The theme is Them and Us, and the words come from H.G. Wells, Fleur Adcock, Hilaire Belloc, Wilfred Owen, many more. Words of music from the Free Thinking Festival tomorrow evening at 6:30 here on Radio 3. If you're anywhere near St Mary's Church, there may well be some spaces still for you to go and watch the recording this afternoon at 5:30. Full details on the Radio 3 website and the Free Thinking website. Well, a very good afternoon to you from me, Ian Skelly, here in Broadcasting House in London, guiding you through our programmes this afternoon on Radio 3, which continue in just a moment with a look and a listen to the work of one of the most prominent early music groups, Florilegium. They're helping us launch the search for a young composer. It could be you. Details in just a moment. But with the time just after 1 o'clock, a summary of the news this lunchtime. Rebels in Syria say they've launched a big offensive to capture a military base in the north of the country. The site at Taftanaz mainly houses helicopters used by government forces near the main highway between the capital Damascus and the northern city of Aleppo. Internet videos show opposition fighters attacking the base. The government plans to strengthen the rules for doctors giving end-of-life care. Under the proposals, NHS staff in England will be told they must consult the relatives of patients before taking a decision to withdraw food or fluids, which can hasten the death of terminally ill patients. People living in New York have welcomed the decision to cancel the city's marathon. Plans to hold the event had been criticised because of fears it would hamper efforts to clear up after the superstorm Sandy. The Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has asked for a tolerant response from the authorities in response to a wave of ethnic violence, but she refused to take a stand on the plight of the Muslim Rohingyas, tens of thousands of whom have been forced to flee their homes. Administrators for the electrical retail chain Comet say all of its stores are trading normally today. The accountancy firm Deloitte, which has taken over the running of the firm, says it will do all it can to meet outstanding orders, but it's temporarily suspended the use of gift cards and vouchers. The BBC has said it will help the police in any way it can with investigations into allegations against the late actor Leonard Rossiter. The Sun newspaper reports that the actor, who died in 1984, watched an 18-year-old being assaulted at Television Centre in the 1960s. A protest has taken place in Sark in the Channel Islands against the clearing of farmland for vineyards. The land is owned by the newspaper owners, the Barclay brothers. And the weather, there'll be sunny spells and showers this afternoon. If you're in the west or extreme south, then you may find those showers will be heavy. There'll be more frequent showers in northern England and southern Scotland with some snow on the hills. Much of eastern and central England will be dry and fine. And that's the BBC News and the weather. The time now is 1:03. In an hour from now, Haydn and Dvorak composing piano trios. A chance to hear our live lunchtime recital from Wigmore Hall in London last Monday here on Radio 3. It was a recital given by the trio Melnikov. Our lunchtime concert is at 2:00. That's after today's edition of the Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping.
Hello. In today's programme, the launch of the National Centre for Early Music and BBC Radio 3's Instrumental Composers Award for 2013. This is our annual invitation to young composers to submit a new and original piece of music written especially for an early music ensemble. I'll be giving full details about the award later in the programme. And this year, I'm delighted to say that our performing partners, the group that we're inviting our young composers to write for, is one of the top period ensembles in the country, Florilegium.
Thank you.
The Adagio and Fugue in D minor for two flutes and strings by Wilhelm Friedrich Bach, performed there by Florilegium. Well, as the partner group for our 2013 Composers Award, this seems the perfect moment to focus on the group, find out a little more about them and enjoy some of their many recordings. And so with me in today's Early Music Show is Florilegium's co-founder and director, the flautist Ashley Solomon. Now, you have to be one of the most versatile ensembles around. In fact, the group comes in so many different shapes and sizes with different players, depending on what you're performing. One might be forgiven for wondering exactly what Florilegium is. Can you explain?
Florilegium is an ensemble that specialises in Baroque music from the 17th and 18th centuries on period instruments. We're essentially a chamber ensemble, but we expand to a large orchestra when we work with choirs, when we put on orchestral programmes, and the idea and concept of the ensemble is to cover as much of this wonderful repertoire as we can.
So why did you create the group in the first place, and what's the ethos behind Florilegium?
I founded Florilegium with a colleague, Neil Perez da Costa, as we were finishing our studies in London at conservatoires. We were finishing our studies with a lot of wonderfully talented young musicians who were waiting to be absorbed into the early music scene at the time. And rather than wait for the phone to ring, we thought that we would actually try a project together and see how we would interact. So the founding members, including Neil and myself, were Daniel Eden and Rachel Podger. And the first concert existed as an orchestra. It was well received by our colleagues who were desperate to play in something new, youthful, exciting, possibly attracting new audiences, working with unusual repertoire, and that's really the ethos for why we set up the ensemble.
So Baroque music's very much the centre of your work with the group. Why particularly? Why have you got this kind of passion for this period?
I've always loved Baroque music, and studying at the Royal Academy of Music, I was a modern flute player, and discovered Baroque flutes very late on in my studies, and that just made sense of the music. The reason Bach wrote the flute sonatas in a particular way was not for the modern flute, but for the Baroque flute with its different colours, its nuance. The whole thing fits together like a hand in a glove.
Well, let's hear the group now in one of its larger manifestations, performing part of a concerto by Vivaldi. Now, this one's for piccolo cello, but before we hear it, can you explain what a piccolo cello is?
Yes, a piccolo cello is a cello with five strings. It's slightly smaller than a normal Baroque cello, maybe 7/8 of the size. And the fifth string is a top string tuned in E, whereas a normal cello, the top string is tuned in A. And it lends itself to a more tenor-like sound when you hear the instrument. And in fact, Bach wrote his sixth cello suite for this piccolo cello and then incorporated it in a number of arias as an obbligato instrument accompanying mainly the male voice, either tenor or bass.
Final movement of the Concerto in B minor for piccolo cello by Vivaldi, performed by Florilegium with the Baroque cellist Peter Wisselvay, a recording from 1996. Now, Ashley Solomon, that's indicative of another feature of your ensemble, isn't it, in that you often find yourselves working in collaboration with other groups or bringing in a specific artist for a certain project or a concert or so on. What's the thinking behind that?
We don't promote necessarily working with instrumentalists very often because Florilegium is an instrumental ensemble. But we do collaborate with two choirs in particular on a regular basis. And for the last 10 years, we've worked with the Bach Choir and the Winchester Cathedral Choir as two main choirs. And we work with solo singers, either individual singers or as a quartet when we do small-scale versions of Bach cantatas.
And talking of singers and choirs in particular, one of Florilegium's more recent collaborative projects has been with the Arauca Enda Bolivian Choir. which you were sort of exploring Bolivian Baroque. Is this part of a quest for new and distinctive things, part of a big sort of feature of the ensemble?
It has been quite a large feature for the last 10 years. Any ensemble that specialises in music from certain archives would delight in the experience I had when I was told about 10,000 pages of manuscript music that existed in the Bolivian jungle in the churches set up by the Jesuits. And so that has become quite a large feature of the work we've done in recent years. I started working with Bolivian soloists. My interest with the archive of music was not just to take it to England and work with English musicians and singers, but to have a cross-cultural relationship between Florilegium and Bolivian musicians.
Well, let's hear some of your Bolivian work. What are we going to hear?
It's a wonderful villancico by the composer Chavarria called Fuera Fuera. It's a beautiful piece from the archives in Sucre that was otherwise known as La Plata. And it's an amusing or funny fight between the Spanish people and the Indians trying to figure out who loves the Virgin Mary most.
Ay, 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 ay
Fuera Fuera, music by the Baroque composer Chavaria, performed by Florilegium with the Arica Endau Bolivian Choir, directed by Ashley Solomon. You're listening to the Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and today I'm with the flautist Ashley Solomon, and we're talking about his ensemble, Florilegium. So, Ashley, we've heard some examples of the group sort of incorporating other performers, but what do you say is the core lineup of Florilegium?
The core membership, or rather I should say the players who perform in virtually all of the work that Florilegium do, are five players. Myself on baroque flute and recorder, Bojan Čičić on baroque violin, Jennifer Morshes plays the cello, Reiko Icesi is the viola da gamba player, and Terence Charleston plays harpsichord and chamber organ.
Well, next we're going to hear the group in music by Telemann from one of his Paris quartets. Now, Telemann was an incredibly prolific composer, wasn't he? I always feel he had half an eye at least on the market he was writing for.
Telemann was a multi-instrumentalist, and his music incorporates many different national styles. And this Paris quartet comes from his first collection in 1730, where he composed two suites in the French style, two concerti in the Italian style, and two sonatas in the German style. And he had his eye on the French market because of the wonderful musicians he'd heard about in Paris. So much so that when he went to Paris in 1737, he arranged playing sessions with the most extraordinary musicians. Blavet was the flautist, Guignon the violinist, Edouard on cello, Fauqueray on the gamba, and Telemann sat at the harpsichord and played with them. And the result of that are the second set of six Paris quartets from 1738, which really solidified his reputation as a composer who really mastered the French style.
Well, let's hear part of the premiere suite in E minor. Thank you. Part of the Premiere Suite in E minor by Telemann, written in the 18th century French style and performed there by Florilegium. Ashley Solomon, what we had in effect there was an opening prelude followed by a couple of dances.
Yes, that's right. And the couple of dances that we've just heard are some of the less popular dances, such as the rigodon, which is a lively French dance, origins in the 17th century as a folk dance in the south of France. And it became popular in the court dances during the reign of Louis XIV. And then the air is a much more lyrical instrumental piece, which has much more flexibility in style compared to one of the structured dances like the rigodon.
And these dances bring us very neatly to the news of our competition, the National Centre for Early Music Instrumental Composers Award for 2013, given in partnership with BBC Radio 3, and this year with the group Florilegium. Now, for 2013, we're inviting young composers to submit a written score for a new original piece of music, especially for Florilegium to play. Ashley, can you tell us a little bit more about what it is that we're asking for?
Yes, we're asking them to create a contemporary response to the dance-based forms and instrumental airs which make up Baroque suites. It needs to be for four players. Of the four players, we can offer the composers eight instruments, although only four at one time, as I will be playing flute and recorder. Boyan will be playing violin and offering viola d'amore. Jennifer plays cello and piccolo cello. And Terence is playing harpsichord and chamber organ.
So really, we're open to anything. It doesn't have to be a sort of pastiche of a Baroque dance. It could be some incredibly contemporary idea of a dance, something that would be done at a rave or at a disco or anything.
I'd love to encourage composers to think outside the box, actually, and challenge Floralegium as far as they can. A rave, why not? What we don't want is a pastiche of Baroque dances. We can produce those already. There are plenty of examples in the 18th century. We want something that's really cutting edge that will appeal to young composers and a younger audience.
Well, there are two age categories for the award, so two prizes. The first for composers aged 18 and under, and the second for composers aged from 19 to 25. Now, if you'd like to take part, then you must register your interest by the 8th of February next year. Scores of the finished new dance must be submitted by the 8th of March. Full details and terms and conditions are available on the Early Music Show pages of the Radio 3 website. And actually, most important perhaps, what is the prize this year?
Well, a short list of finalists will be selected to take part in a composition workshop on their piece with Floralegium and the composer Christopher Fox. And then the winning two entries will be performed by Floralegium in a concert given as part of the 2013 Bath International Festival of Music in June.
And that concert featuring the winning compositions will be recorded by Radio 3 for broadcast here on the Early Music Show. So, great bit of exposure for up-and-coming composers, I'd say. And remember, full details are on the pages of the Early Music Show website. Right, let's have some more music and part of a suite of 18th century dances by the French composer Jean-Marie Leclerc. So what kind of dances are we going to hear? Perhaps they'll inspire some of our young composers.
Well, we're starting, as we do with every great dance suite, with an overture, and then followed by the forlan, which is an Italian folk dance and quite fast. And then we have a pair of minuets, perhaps they're the most well-known of Baroque dances, and we end with a playful or frivolous dance called a badinage.
Thank you.
Leclerc's Deuxième Récréation de Musique, an overture followed by dances, the Forlan, two minuets, and a movement entitled Badinage, performed by Florilegium. Now, Ashley Solomon, the dance is a very vital part of instrumental music in the Baroque. Why is that?
Well, dancing was such a popular form of social entertainment in the Baroque courts, and as a result, sets of instrumental dances or suites became an important genre of instrumental music. While some suites were supposed to accompany actual dancing, others were only really intended for listening. And so that's one of the reasons why we are left with so many Baroque dance suites from the 18th century.
Well, it's certainly going to be brilliant to see and hear what dance forms our young composers are going to come up with for Florilegium in our 2013 National Centre for Early Music and BBC Radio 3's Young Composers Award. Remember, full details and terms and conditions are available on the Early Music Show pages of the Radio 3 website. And everyone out there, you must register your interest in taking part in the competition by the 8th of February next year. Good luck. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today. I really look forward to hearing more from you and Florilegium in future programmes. But for now, it's goodbye.
Tambourin from the second musical recreation by Telemann, played by Florilegium. Today's programme was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced by Chris Wines. And to recap, full details of the Young Composers Instrumental Awards are to be found on the Radio 3 website, where you can also find a download version of the programme. In tomorrow's Early Music Show, Catherine Bott will be here to present highlights from a concert of music written to commemorate the death, 400 years ago, of Prince Henry, the elder son of James I of England. That's at the same time, just after the 1 o'clock news, here on BBC Radio 3. Well, it's now 2 o'clock, and in an hour from now, the Japanese pianist Noriko Ogawa illustrates her life in music by choosing pieces by Debussy, Mozart, Bach and Liszt in our series that showcases personal views of classical music. Saturday Classics begins at 3 this afternoon. In just a moment, we're going to go to Wigmore Hall. But first, who's this?
This is Joe Wiley from BBC Radio 2, in the office with Steve. BBC Radio 3's Tom Service here on the bus to Farnham with Ian.
Take BBC Radio with you, whenever and wherever you go, with BBC iPlayer Radio.
I'm Kirsty Young from BBC Radio 4 on a brisk morning jog with Sarah.
You can listen live or catch up on your computer, tablet or mobile, or download the brand new app. To start your BBC iPlayer Radio journey, go to the Radio 3 website.
Yes, we're everywhere these days. Well, Louise Fryer found herself in a rather well-known concert venue for us on Radio 3 last Monday when she introduced our lunchtime concert from Wigmore Hall. Here she is again.
There's not an empty seat in the house here at Wigmore Hall today. The audience packed in to hear three soloists, all at the top of their game. Violinist Isabel Faust, cellist Jean-Guillaume Queyras, and pianist Alexander Melnikov. They come together in trios by Haydn and Dvorak. Isabel Faust formed her first string quartet when she was only 11. She launched her career as a soloist 25 years ago, taking first prize at the Leopold Mozart competition at the age of 15. She's now a sought-after soloist. She's recently released the Berg and Beethoven violin concertos with Claudio Abbado. But chamber music is very dear to her heart. She plays regularly with Russian-born Alexander Melnikov, our pianist, this lunchtime. And together they've won an Echo Classic Award, a Gramophone Award, and were nominated for a Grammy for their recording of the complete Beethoven sonatas. Alexander Melnikov is fascinated by the forte piano and has a passion for historically informed performance, but he's happy with the Wigmore Steinway too. His latest recording as a soloist is with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra playing the piano concertos of Shostakovich. The third member of today's trio is the French cellist Jean-Guillaume Queyras, who, like his colleagues, combines chamber music with solo performance. He's appeared with many of the world's top orchestras, but he's especially interested in the solo cello repertoire, including commissioning six contemporary composers to create an echo to the six solo cello suites by Bach. So a great breadth of repertoire and musical experience embodied in the three players here today, finding expression first in Haydn's trio in D major, Hoboken 15, number 24, the first of a set of three published in London in 1795, dedicated to Rebecca Schroeter, a wealthy widow who seems to have been smitten with the composer. Haydn described her as that amiable widow, and he went to the trouble of copying her love letters into his notebook. He later claimed he would have married her had he been free to do so. Well, Haydn had a wife of his own. He acquired her over 30 years earlier. But to play the piece for his amiable widow, here come Isabel Faust, Jean-Guillaume Queyras, and Alexander Melnikov, to play the piano trio in D by Haydn.
Thank you. Thank you.